Welcome back, rugby fans, to another great episode here of the Run, Pass, or Kick interviews with your team here from the Rugby Rant Podcast Show. My name is Ty Braga, your host for today's activities, alongside the familiar face of Rob the Hammer Hammerschmidt. And returning, also a familiar face to the Rugby Rant fans, is Mike Brown. Of course, this is a man whose pedigree in rugby, a long resume. I'm going to go through that in a moment's time. But before then, Mikey, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Excited to be here again.
Yeah, again, right? Because we had you a couple of months back, right? Yep. You know, we spoke about your journey through MLR, which of course has taken you to several different cities now. More recently was the Jackals, Houston, sorry. Then it was Dallas, and of course Rooney. So, I mean, when it comes to the MLR, there's probably not a better guy than you to tell you the stories, right? The good, the bad, the ugly. And that's why you're here, because with that experience in mind, we have something special to be able to share with everybody. Your experience alone is going to be valuable to us here on the show. Everybody's listening, but more importantly, perhaps that next generation in rugby. But before then, and before we dive into that, I want to remind everybody how the Run, Pass, or Kick interview works. And to do so, I hand it over to my colleague, Rob Hammerschmidt.
Thank you, Ty. And again, welcome back, Mike. It's good to have you. I want to say a special congratulations. You were coach of Dallas Jesuit, won the state championship, beat the Louisiana state champions. I'm a big supporter of youth rugby. We all are. One of our sponsors is, and I want to congratulate you and the boys, especially the boys, for making that happen. Congratulations.
Right. Jumping in just for a moment, just to interrupt, talking about the sponsors, I see that you're sporting the new LA gear there, Rob.
Oh, yeah. I just arrived in the mail. I wore it to irritate Benji because I know that he'll take offense to it, but, you know, sometimes right. I got to take the Mickey out of my boy.
LA gear was, I think, back ordered. It was so popular. Yeah. So you're lucky to already have yours, and possibly the best timing, right? Just before the playoffs.
Yeah, you can't get anything from them. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's just their right. merch is selling
like hotcakes, man. Mm-hmm. Of course, I would be remiss if I didn't remind everybody that you can, of course, still get that gear on order from shopmlr.com, powered by our friends at therugbyshop.com, whether it be LA or Seattle or, of course, Houston. Take your pick, and, of course, you'll have the opportunity to get some special gear. In fact, there is as much as 50% off on the clearance on many of those teams, so there probably isn't a better time than now to be able to grab that 2021 gear from shopmlr.com. Once again, thanks for that opportunity. Rob, again, how does it work?
It works a little like this for the uninitiated in the Run, Pass, or Kick interviews. So fans, we're going to ask questions to Mikey, and we're going to prompt those questions with Run, Pass, or Kick. And just like any good rugby player, he's got to make a pretty tough decision when the ball is in his hands, so to speak. And that is, he can run with the question, which is to say he's going to go ahead and answer it. He can opt to pass a question. It just means it's a little hot tamale and he doesn't want to handle it at this moment. He's going to dish it off. Or he can go ahead and have a little fun with us, put us on the defensive, make us work a little hard, make us play it out of our end, and he can kick it to us. And unless he indicates who he's kicking it to, we'll assume he's kicking it to the individual who asked him the question. Otherwise, he can direct it either way he wants, just like any good kicker. And sometimes we know forwards like to kick the ball, even if they're not supposed to. So he'll let us know what he's going to do, and we'll go forward with the questions for Mikey.
Let's bring it on. Let's go.
All right. So the first one, we always like to just do a little warm up here, and sometimes I like to take the Mickey out of our guy, the big guy who's in the background making all things work. So run, pass, or kick. You are from Michigan and a fan of University of Michigan, right? The big house up there, right?
The big house, yep.
Yeah. Did the big guy develop a bromance with you because he is also a fan of the Maize and Blue?
I'll run with that one off. Yeah, I mean, I knew that he was a huge Michigan fan, so I mean, that just made it, you know, just easy. Rooney, well, at the time I was playing with Rooney in Michigan, you know, I was – lined up right into his interest. So yeah, that's how we started to get it going.
So you guys probably shared a slice or two and talked about
I was about to say, where Michigan did you go football on your first date? Yeah.
The misery, you know, just talking about the misery, you know, misery joys company. So
nice. Let me jump into the next question here, Mikey. Now, Rob alluded to it a moment ago. So let me build off that, talking about your experience in rugby in two parts. One, of course, your experience as a player. So here lies the question. You have played for three MLR teams, as I mentioned before, would be Houston, Dallas, and, of course, Rugby United New York. So with that in mind, you are now also the coach of the Texas State Championship High School team at Jesuit. In which of these two accomplishments do you take the most pride from? Run, pass, or kick, my friend.
Oh, wrong with that one. I mean, I think as a player, that's pretty cool to play professionally. So I'll probably say that. Like I said, in my opinion, rugby is a player's game, you know, so I get a lot of, you know, hopefully the players really enjoyed that. You know, I really enjoy helping them there, but I think, you know, that's their state championship more than mine per se, because, you know, that's what they're going to remember, have for the reunions from. You know, I'm going to be there supporting them, but for, you know, professionally, there's a lot more stuff that goes unseen to get to that stage than it does, you know, in the public spotlight.
Fair enough. I think it's a pretty good answer. I like how you said that's their victory. Yeah. You just helped them get there.
No, that's 100% true. Like I said, rugby's a player's game, in my opinion. And, you know, it's just for them to, you know, game of expression, and there's no timeouts. There's not as many stoppages. So they have to make the decision, just like in run, pass, or kick. A good player has to make the decision on the fly of how they want to attack or defend. So the ball's in their court, and that's, you know, that's sort of where I, you know, think of.
Fair enough. I'm sorry, I wasn't laughing at your response for those that were looking at me, but up on the screen, I'm assuming it was Benji. I saw it just for a moment, referred to Rob Hammerschmidt as Glitter Boy.
and the fact that I'm now dead to him, which is a Scott the Big Guy line. So apparently Benji's gone up to New York, picked up a couple of sayings and brought them back down to the bayou. So thanks, Benji. We appreciate it. All the love back to you, my friend. All right, we're going to move ahead and focus on Mikey today. Run, pass, or kick later this week. When we log on to Wikipedia, the Rugby Rant plans to add more info to your Wikipedia page. The big guy will be doing that because Ty and I have no idea. One of these things to add is being a partner in the High Performance Management Group. Run, pass, or kick, can you provide more background on the goal of this partnership?
Yeah, I'll run with it. So the High Performance Management Group is run by Ryan Murphy, Matt Houston used to play in MLR, and Anthony Perry. They represent a number of players within the MLR landscape, including myself. So they in this, you know, endeavor that I'm working on that we'll talk about here shortly, they're just helping me, supporting it with me. There's a lot going on, and they have a lot of connections, so they're just encouraging me and using their resources to help my idea go further.
I like that, you know, and talking about going further, let's dig a little bit deeper into that for those people that aren't aware of what HPM is or what they're about to do, right? So let me give you the platform to speak. Run, pass, or kick. I think we know the answer. Why have you chosen your HPM partners? Sorry, why have you and your HPM partners chosen to put on the Rugby Showcase on August 7th, 1 week prior to the MLR draft?
Yeah. So yeah, of course I'll run with this one. There's a lot of, with the draft, there's a lot of, it's a very long answer sort of, but this is the second year of the draft. The first year was during COVID. And during that time, a lot of everything was done online through, you know, highlight tapes, Zoom mm-hmm. interviews. For this, you know, there's already limited resources within USA Rugby, and there's ID talent identification issue within rugby. And this is an opportunity for people who usually don't go to the Lifes or the Lindenwoods to get noticed in the MLR draft, especially the MLR draft expanding from two rounds to three rounds, especially with guys last year like Andrew Guerra, who didn't go to relatively a huge name school, but, you know, first year through the draft, he, you know, American talent, got called up to be a USA Eagle. So I think teams are valuing the draft more, and people, these players, there's a huge interest. I'm sure any rugby club you've been to, there's always at least one or two guys be like, hey, went to the school, or I got, you know, if I was in front of MLR scouts, then I'd be drafted. Well, I'm just trying to provide this opportunity for them. you know, we call it a showcase more than, you know, a combine, because this is, there'll be some physical testing, but it's a day of rugby. We're going to start the day just with some, with a 40 meter dash, an L drill, and a vert jump, just for some basic standard testing. Then we're going to get into positional skills. So the props, going with the props, the backs working on their kicking, passing, and then we'll do that for the finish out the morning, and then we'll have a lunch. And then we'll have scrimmages, 10v10 scrimmages, so you can evaluate these talent, these people and these talents. So the teams can actually see these people in person. We chose 10s to get more game time for the guys. And also, we don't have to worry about the set piece cohesion running it. We can get that down into positional skills. So we're inviting all the teams to the showcase. And so they can actually have a proper identification, actually know the person before they draft them. So just like any job, you know, you want to actually meet the person, you want to know who they are. It's important to meet this, the people on the field just as well, how they do off the field. So this is an opportunity for both players and teams to sort of have a better look,
right,
to exactly, you know, who are they going to pick in the next MLR draft that's going to happen. Yeah. You know, it's 12 days away from when it's happening.
Right. Of course, August 19th being the date for the MLR draft. Rob Hammerschmidt, by the way, will tell you, in furthering some of your points, through the COVID era, you know, you had to rely on some game tape. There wasn't a lot of gameplay, so it was difficult for the guys to present what they're actually doing out in the field, and it was disconnected very much so, because they hadn't had a lot of contact with their teams and representatives, and also just the guidance through some of those processes. I mean, Rob, how much time did you spend trying to find your own tape just for our own live show, right? And you found it difficult enough. Now you're provided, you know, there's some awesome talent that you can see in real time in real rugby situations. I mean, what do you think? How cool is that, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. And I think what's even more important, and I've heard a couple of GMs talk about this, and it's a finding the diamonds in the rough. And like, right, like you said, I mean, you know, I think a lot of guys in the draft, you know, as we watched it, and I did a lot of research on it, you know, okay, Cam Dodson, and, you know, you had your Bronson Tellis, and you had your, you know, you had a lot of names that we knew about. Patrick Madden. Not many people heard about Andrew Gary yet. Here, a year later, I would argue he was one of those diamonds out of the rough that NOLA actually found, because they went and attended some actual in-person events. It was some sevens events, and that's where they saw him play, and that's where they really got a feel for what type of player he was. So I think finding those diamonds in the rough is really what this has the potential for, not only as a player, but also for MLR teams. With that,
well, just a second. Like, you know, just think about a normal, you know, a Division II college player, right? What do you think? What are they recording their games? Are they recording their games? I don't know. Is the
house of quality on Instagram for 30 seconds at a time?
Yeah, exactly. House of quality. What about their quality? Even most, a lot of, you know, D1 games. Like, how are they going to, you know, the quality of work is not going to be actual, you know, showing off the player, you know, the player's skill. So, you know, if you don't go to those big schools, then you're probably never going to go, you know, get noticed. Even in some of the big schools, you might just be overlooked over one or two guys. And
the player pool is so strong that even great talent might not be on the field. They might be in their second team, but just haven't had that opportunity to get that game time. They could have another avenue to explore.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I actually spoke with a parent of an LU player a couple of months back, and you know, the tape is there, and those opportunities were presented because it's at a high profile, high caliber school, but there's a lot of competition too. So there's a lot of splitting of time. And so the parent was really about, how do I get the best opportunity, or how can my son make the best opportunity possible to get the exposure and get a look by some MLR teams? And, you know, navigating that, this certainly is a opportunity to help navigate that process. So I want to move forward to get a little bit more information out there for those people who are interested in those players, and that are interested, even fans that might want to follow this a little bit more closely. So a run, pass, or kick, where will this take place, and what are the key logistical details that potential players should know about, or even fans might want to clue into if they really want to pay attention, who might be those diamonds in the rough in the draft?
Yeah, so I'll run with this one. This is going to be at Staples High School in Westport, Connecticut, August 7th, and it's going to be a one-day event, 9 a.m. We'll try to get out there till 3 or maybe 4, depending how far we want, you know, how we want to do it. We chose this venue because Staples High School actually finished contact of mine, Dave Lime. He's a head coach of Staples High School Rugby, which actually finished top 10 at Nationals this year in Connecticut. They have a good relationship with the athletic director, and also this where the high schools at, both Rooney and the Free Jacks have had camps there, and also Free Jacks have had actually a captain's run before playing in New York there. So it's a sort of middle ground for those two franchises in the Northeast. We understand it's in the Northeast. We're trying to make everything as cost effective as possible. This will be on the Rugby Network. It's going to be edited. We're going to have guys like Ben Foden and Mike Petrie doing the interviews or analysis during the time. So we can really provide, exposure and actually share these guys' stories of adversity or any type of story that they presented themselves to get to know these players more. Because that only helps the draft coverage too. Last year during the draft, I know it was the first one, but like you said, you couldn't really have much game film. So you might be a Nola Gold fan and they draft a guy, but you really don't know anything about him. So you're like, I guess I'm excited, but hopefully this event will be able to actually share some stories and get to know the players. So you actually know who's getting drafted. So that only strengthens, the production of the MLR draft in general, because you're going to know the players a little bit better.
Yeah. It's very powerful connecting. And I know, again, I come back to Rob, because Rob last time around, which by the way, if you're watching, we plan to be able to do our own coverage of the MLR draft and hopefully to be able to see some of, the great talents come there. But you get these stories that you get so involved with, engaged with, like Bronson Tellers, you mentioned a moment ago, a young kid that you want to be able to see progress and grow into the senior gameplay and get more game time. Yeah. So you're given the platform to be able to share the story and also to be able for fans like us to be able to be on them with that journey, which is great. Let me jump into the next question, because I don't want to rattle on and then touch some points that we're going to be talking about. So I'll stay to script, because Rob has put these questions down for a reason, and it is important. So run, pass, or kick, what can potential athletes expect and how will they benefit from this event?
Yeah, so I'll run with that one. What they can expect, like I said, they'll have the first half of the morning will just be some basic physical tests, three tests.
Yep.
Like I said, we're making this, this is not the reason why I stayed away from the word combine. It's a showcase, the showcase of talents for rugby. We'll have some basic events. It'll be the legit, all the, laser testing. But then we'll have some positional skills. Like I said, scrums. We're pretty flexible, exactly. If Austin Gilgronis want, certain props or in the tight, the tight five go against this tight five, we'll make that happen. We want to make it valuable to teams as possible. The backs want to work on, kicking, passing. We'll do that. And then we'll have, like I said, a break, and then we'll have scrimmages so they can, really showcase their talents. We're going to, the backs for sure will have trying to get into some guys that are in MLR but have coaching aspirations too, sort of running the drill. So we have we'll have Chris Matina doing the backs. Forwards, we'll be having Kyle Sumption doing the forwards. So it'll be a good combination of, guys that have experience coaching as well as the MLR. So hopefully the players can sort of see, hey, I'm going to be working with some MLR guys. And also they see the exposure with the team, just with the teams there.
I love that high level, mentorship that's coming into it, the coaching. Yeah. Aspect. You've looked at it from several different angles, which is great to be able to take note of. I love that, doing the drills, giving real sort of game scenarios, all excellent ideas.
No, yeah. And that's the whole point about making a full circle. Like I said, this is, you want to make sure that you're giving it to every opportunity, as well as, this is a draft-focused event. It is open to anyone 18 and up. That wants to attend. So if there's guys that are not draft eligible because of age, or maybe they felt like, hey, in 2020 it was COVID, I couldn't really play rugby, I had no highlight film, now I'm sort of ineligible for the draft, here's your shot. Any club guys that feel like they got passed up, here's your shot. Or guys that want it, or there's a lot of guys that who messaged me who are not draft eligible yet because they're younger, but eventually want to go and get in front of these people, then here you go too. And that's they can get their name out before they get drafted as well. So right. It's anyone 18 and up, and we just want the best. This, like I said, this is meant for the players. It's it's a players event. It's run by players, and hopefully these guys see the exposure and it's worthwhile.
Well, yeah, I think that's an important question because you did actually address a question that I was thinking of as not only I spoke with you, but also as I was mulling things over and creating the questions. And this next question kind of comes from that and comes from the mouths of players that I've interacted with that come from the college game, of course, because I'm familiar with the LU program and some of the boys down there. But they have some real concerns. So herein lies the question, run, pass, or kick. Number one, did these players have to be signed with HPM in order to participate in this showcase?
Yeah, I'll run. No, they do not. They do not have to be signed with HPM. Like I said, HPM is my agency, and this is a passion, and their passion is to grow U.S. rugby too. So that's where the connection is. Well, no one has to be signed to an agent. There's no pressure to sign with anyone. They're just there to grow the game.
Awesome. And that's important. We love that idea of growing the game because that's one of our one of the things that we hold near and dear to our hearts. Just growing the game. You guys are growing it through the players. We try to grow it through the fans.
Right. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, I could not agree more. If players feel like pressure like that, in a way they have to sign an agent, they can always reach out. But no, this is for the players to make sure they get the opportunity that they want and they don't feel like they get, they will get passed over.
So this question is unscripted though, but I'm just curious, how many players are you expecting for this, this time around?
We're expecting around 75 players that are coming around. A lot of logistical with flights. We're trying to be, we're dealing with college kids here. So we're trying to work with the finances with some of them.
Right.
So we're dealing with, sometimes the first go around time, limited resources as well, but we're expecting 75 kids.
Nice. Yeah. So here's the question that I wanted to be able to ask, run, pass, or kick. How will you and the HPM team know if this showcase has been a success? What is the measurement?
Measurement, like I said, those diamonds are rough. Our goal is just to make sure those guys, you get a couple guys that just get selected from this, from the showcase, and then they get selected and they play well, then the players are going to be like, hey, this guy went to a small school. No one knew about him. He got his shot and now he's in the league. That's what I want to do. And the teams will come back and say, hey, this team found some value into this event. We want to make sure that we could do anything as possible. So if we can get two or three guys that, are in the draft that I haven't unheard of, then, we get really excited. I'll say this, been talking to one guy, his name is Decor Davis out of Queens University. He's coming out from the MLR showcase. I'll give him a shout out right now. We're helping him financially to get there. And cause I just think that he's going to be a player that I looked at some of his film. I'm super impressed. And this is why running this event. I don't think any teams know him. He's not on anyone's draft board, not college all American.
And that's the reason why you do it, right?
I think, yeah, I'll just put it out right now that, I think that he can really make it into the league. So three rounds, right. Like I said, Decor Davis out of Queens University.
Charlotte, Decor Davis. You heard it here. We knew him when.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong recommendation coming from a guy that's played in the MLR himself since, 2018, all the way back to the Austin Elite days, right? So you know your way around the MLR. So if anybody has can assess talent, it would be Mikey Brown. And we're going to take a moment a little bit here to pay some bills and really spread the word of our partnership and our sponsors. One of those is Tight Head Brewing Company, which is Chicago's premier location to watch rugby and enjoy quality ales and lagers for all seasons. Located in Mundelein, Illinois. There it is. Owner Bruce Durr in the heart of Lake County and his Tight Head staff will ensure you're kept well hydrated and you don't miss a single scrum. Tight Head's tap room is like the familiar rugby clubhouse in which friends and families can meet, socialize, and enjoy the action of every Major League Rugby derby that will electrify the 21-21 season as it comes to a fierce and tight end. Head to Tight Head on Saturday, July 17th at 7 p.m. to see the L.A. Giltinis. Here they are. Play the Utah Warriors. The watch parties will happen every week throughout the season up to the Major League Rugby Final on August 1st. Hey, Chicago, when you want rugby, Tight Head Brewing Company will satisfy your thirst. Tight Head, it's worth more than a try. So thanks for
talking about LA and Utah just for a moment. For those of you that are interested and continue to be able to watch the Rugby Rant debate episodes, which of course takes place or was revealed every Friday on the Rugby Network, we will be talking about the MLR playoff scenarios and of course LA and Utah being a part of that mix. You can tune in to watch that on the Rugby Network every Friday, or alternatively follow us on social media under the handle at Rugby Rant Pod, where we will show it as a preview every Thursday evening before it goes live on the Rugby Network. Thanks for that little window there. As you mentioned it, Rob, I'm like, all right, here's an opportunity. Let me take it. But the floor is yours again.
Yeah. So Mikey, you mentioned a little while back, you know, the early morning session is going to really be built around some skill work and some athletic endeavors, athletic movements like the 40-yard dash, the broad jump. And there are many folks out there that you, and even as people analyze the NFL, they'll say the same thing. So this isn't a shot at what you guys are doing. I think it's more to answer a question. A lot of people argue that those aren't really very good measurements of an athlete's ability to play rugby or play the game. Run, pass, or kick, how do these activities fit into a broader context of player evaluation for those GMs and or coaches that might go up there and check this event out?
Yeah, I'll run with that one. I just think that they just, you know, just some basic data, I think, is just important just to see how fast they like, just to compare the comparison to. I think, you know, guys like Ryan Fitzgerald find that important coming from his NFL background. They like to see some, you know, some numbers on a piece of paper as well. And I think the kids actually enjoy that just in general as well, just to see how fast they can run in general. But you're not going to have, you know, like I said, you're not going to have too much argument for me. That's only why we have three of them, because, you know, I'm not too huge on the physical testing when it comes to such as rugby.
Right, so it's not going to be a prop versus a winger, right?
No, we're already putting out the you know the forwards with the forwards and the backs with the backs.
I know, I'm going to tease you.
But no. I'll say this though: we've been having discussions with Rugby Pass and the Rugby Network, and they're very intrigued of timing these guys and then edit showing the content to see how well some of these guys perform against the world class. You know, maybe we'll have. Right. You know, a guy like Ben Foden might run the 40, just like Rich Eisen does, just to see how he does against these guys. Or maybe, you know, we'll bring in Nate Ebner, I don't know, or Pat Chung to sort of run it too, to see how well they can go.
Is that a hint?
You got to stay tuned. It could be a hint, but, you know, we're getting creative as well, you know, show these guys and see the content that go up. The players will love it.
All of it is continuing to be able to share what these guys can do through social media, their level of engagement, getting higher and higher, and with that, the exposure for these boys, right? And that's what it's about, right? Giving them a platform to shine.
Yep. Yeah. And social media, everyone's with the 30 seconds. So if we can have a guy, running, seeing Ben Foden's time versus, the top guy, backline, another 15.
Years and years ago, there was a video that went viral, and it was Brian Habana, the South African winger of past, right? World Cup champion as well. And he did the same thing on 100 meter. No, it wasn't 100 meters. I think it was shorter. Anyways, but it was against a cheetah.
I know that video,
right? And it is unbelievable the awareness it drew, because it was unusual, it's uncommon, and people want a fair comparison. Now you're finding a way to be able to localize it, make it interesting inside the realm of rugby when it comes to North America, and I love that. And all of those little parts put together make a difference.
Hey Mikey, I've got a TikTok challenge for you. Do you think you could arrange, so in with that in mind, here's a concept: have Ben Foden and the big guy run against one another. That's assuming the big guy comes off IR from his ankle injury.
You know what? I will pay to see that on the subscription. I'll pay extra on ESPN Plus.
Phenomenal TikTok footage right there. The big guy versus Ben Foden. If Ben's black eye, swelling goes down a little bit from last weekend, and the big guy recovers from his ankle injury, maybe that can happen.
You know, we'll have to get the big guy, shout out Motion PT, Rooney's physical therapy. You know, he has to get a couple sessions in there to get the ankle right. So,
he's questionable. Back up.
Maybe we'll keep you guessing if he can make it or not. We'll have to see. Stay tuned to the injury report.
There you go. And maybe just as a fair, you know, to give the big guy an opportunity, maybe you could have a slice eating contest with Ben Foden. Now Ben's been in New York long enough. He should know how to eat a proper slice. He and the big guy can square off and so you can down the fastest slice.
Sounds like it's evolving into a decathlon.
No, we'll put the cameras onto that. That's that.
All right, let's turn our attention back to the rugby here for a moment. Run, pass, or kick here, Mikey. The MLR has outlined specific rules for players that choose to enter the draft. For juniors that still have college eligibility, they need to be cognizant of not jeopardizing this when speaking to MLR teams. There's a bunch of rules, guidelines to how they can engage in conversations when it's appropriate, when it's not appropriate, and it can have really big consequences for those of you that aren't aware. So what kind of advice would you give draftees that are in that position?
Yeah, I'll run with that one. I think one first thing is stay in school, get your degree. No matter what happens, make sure you stay in school, get your degree. That's important.
Right. And we're not paying NFL salaries yet.
Exactly. Two, I would just, if I was a college coach, I would educate those players more. Or for myself, look at the college eligibility rules, look at your D1A rules, and make sure that you're not, you know, going to affect your eligibility going forward. I think it's more about just an educational process. I know eligibility with D1A sort of changes a lot of things. Not necessarily, you know, I don't really agree with it for the most part, especially with the likeness now that you can make some money off it. It doesn't really make much sense, honestly, to have those rules, but those are the rules currently. So I would just educate them and make sure that they know exactly what they're getting into. But you could still go to the showcase, get to know these people, and still be eligible for your school.
Awesome. And I think that's an important message. I know that there are always concerns with college players who still have eligibility left. And of course, with the COVID year, more players probably than usual in any given year still have them eligibility left. And so they have to be real cognizant of what those rules are. They have to educate themselves and make sure that they know those guidelines and don't
run afoul. And that was one of the criticisms from the first year is that there just wasn't enough guidance, right? I mean, I think it's very important, as you said, is just learn as much as you can, be aware of it, and, you know, hopefully you'll be fine, right?
Hopefully. No, you should be fine.
So let me just hypothetically speaking, and again, this is a run, pass, or kick. Hypothetically speaking, if, you know, some of these players were not necessarily being signed to MLR teams, the senior teams, but they were signed to the developmental teams or the academy teams. Run, pass, or kick, would HPM see this as a win or see this as a success?
I'll run with that one. I think, yeah, of course. I think, you know, that they'd be able to be right in their feeder system. You know, minor league guys get drafted to minor league all the time, and whether it's hockey, baseball. So that's pretty much the same thing. And these guys will be able to develop and be, you know, known right there. You know, we're going to plan to have all the local clubs like Nyack Old Blue there. We're the contact trying to get Mystic down there. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, if, you know, whoever shows up for ATL, 404 is right there. So, you know, just because they didn't get drafted, there's only three rounds. There's a lot of other guys that are just going to be looking for a higher level rugby and have that appetite. So if they get, you know, selected to the academy, maybe they're not ready for the first, you know, the first year, but the second year they are, and they're just, you know, everyone develops a little later. You know, that's just great. And it's also great for those academies as well to share their stories and their strength as they continue on growing.
You know, that's a great point. I mean, I think if there are guys watching who are in that position where they have a year of eligibility left, there's no harm in taking this chance at getting more exposure, right? Mm-hmm. And the idea is you just got to be aware and, you know, educate yourself on the rules, right? But then it does give you an opportunity during those windows where you can work with an academy team within your college program, within your college season, and it'll give you even more exposure and more of an opportunity to get into the league potentially.
No, 100%. It's all, everything's new. So I think a lot of players are just initially wary because they don't want to lose their eligibility. But no one's trying to do that to them. You know, like I said, this is a players event. So we just want to give them actually more opportunities so they're better prepared if they want to continue playing.
This needs to be an additional resource available to them to get that exposure, providing the platform for them where sometimes they might not have had the opportunity to get that game time, to get in front of the right people. Yeah, right. And talking about getting in front of the right people, it is my segue into the next question here. And the right players and the right people, here's the question. Run, pass, or kick, where can players, MLR GMs, and fans get more information on this event?
Yeah, currently we have the Instagram handle at the underscore rugby showcase. Also www.therugbyshowcase.com. The Instagram, you know, these kids love Instagram. So that's sort of why we sort of pushed all everything to that, you know, for the all our eggs in one basket. But that's where they'll be able to find updates. And our website's pretty generic, where you'll be able to sign up and then also just have some outline of the event and exactly, you know, who we are, what we're doing, and, you know, what's the days of the event. So those are the two ways you can sort of keep up to date.
And if I'm not mistaken, HPM has a Facebook page. So for all the old guys, GMs like me, you know, who are out there, you can go to HPM's website. And I think you can find some of the social media posts about the rugby showcase as well. Can you not, Mikey?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, awesome.
I just learned. I just learned in the background that apparently the rugby rant is going to be there.
Hey, I didn't know you were at least one part of it, right? From the Midwest. Oh, how exciting! You know, because you know that you know, given that the big guy is an IR, he won't be able to go out himself. So we really appreciate you helping right. us out.
You're the yeah. super sub, Rob Hammerschmidt is on deck.
So, you know, on that note, we just talked about players, but what some of those players might want to know, Mikey, is run, pass, or kick, which MLR teams, you've mentioned a few names, which MLR teams are sending representatives to evaluate the college talent?
I'm gonna kick on that one. Kick it back to you, Rob. You know, some teams want to keep a little more quiet for their own personal reasons. So, you know, tell me what teams you think that should be going.
Well, look, just by pure location,
everyone should be going.
Yeah, everybody should be going, right? But the question is, logistically, is it workable for all teams? It, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, obviously the Free Jacks are there. You know, Mags may even show up himself. Perhaps he'll run the 40. You know, Rooney, again, they're close proximity. It's not too far away for someone like an OGDC to go to. You got to think Scott Lawrence is one of the sharpest tacks in the USA rugby coaching pedigree drawer. You got to think he'll take a look or maybe send somebody. Interestingly, I actually had a conversation with Tim Falcon a few weeks ago and asked him if he knew if Ryan was going. And he said, you know, I'm not sure. He hasn't talked to me specifically, but, you know, they're at the time I spoke with them, they're in the middle of really pushing to get to that playoff spot. So I'm not sure that they were in that mode yet. But I got to think Ryan or Nate will be going because they just seem to want to see and get eyes on players, not just on paper, not just on video, but actually physically see them and meet them. Because I know one of the big things for Nola, and again, through my connection, is it's not just about the rugby piece. They want to make sure that players are a good fit personally for their setup down there. You know, I don't know. Obviously, Houston, you might have more knowledge about Houston, given your connection.
We have announced Houston. Houston will
okay.
be there.
Yeah.
Houston will be there. Okay.
Yeah. We have announced Houston and Austin, too, publicly.
And now, you said Pathway 404, which is obviously connected to the yeah. Right. I didn't say their name.
So, but, you know, Utah had one at LU, kind of a camp. So I'm not sure if they're going to be there, although I know that they do quite a bit of talent searching. So I wouldn't be shocked if they did. So that'd be my guess.
Some good guesses.
Just say A, B, C grade.
Yeah, I think you're definitely passing.
Okay. Pass or fail with the class on that one.
Definitely.
Well done, Rob. So we're getting closer towards the end of our interview here. So I want you to start thinking about a shout out to somebody important, a special organization, something you found important for you that you wanted to be able to share. And before then, we've got just two more questions to be able to fire your way. And I want to be able to revisit this. I know you mentioned it earlier, but it is an important point. So I'm going to give you that opportunity. Run, pass, or kick. We know the answer by now. How can MLR fans and draft aficionados, enthusiasts follow this event?
Yeah, like I said, at the @_rugbyshowcase on Instagram and our website, www.therugbyshowcase.com. Also, it will be on the Rugby Network for content-wise, so you can see it won't be live, but it'll be, you know, edited throughout. So very shortly, it's leading up to the draft before the draft happens. So you'll be able to actually know these guys' stories and, you know, see who's sliding up the board and who's dropping down.
Right. Excellent. I just wanted to make sure everybody got that because, you know, it's important to be able to follow it. You got to know where you got to go to get it.
And if I know Rick Collins from down there in Dallas, because I think he's having a draft party, Rick Collins will probably be paying strong attention to this on the Rugby Network in preparation for his draft party. Hopefully all the teams have somebody like Rick Collins working themselves a draft party because we had
Rick's second one because he did it for the Jackals first time around as well. And that was shared live on our show, which again, we hope to be able to bring that coverage to all of our fans live again. It'll be our second time following the MLR draft, which will be taking place August 19th. Of course, your event, the showcase, on August 7th.
So with that, we're going to ask the last question here and then give you an opportunity to do your shout out afterwards. So Run Pastor Kick, what advice can you give to young players who might not get drafted but want to be signed as free agents? And, you know, there are going to be a lot more of these than there are draftees probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'll run with that one. That's just a numbers game, right? It's only three rounds. Right. You know, how many other teams? I would suggest, you know, go somewhere that, you know, already has a MLR team into it. If you back yourself, then back yourself. You know, you got to believe in yourself, and you think you can eventually get up there, then do it. So, you know, if you want to go down to the 404, you want to play in New York with Old Blue or NIAC, go out to San Diego or LA. You see what the Giltinis are doing with their academy guys, moving up, move in that area, find a job in that area, and email them and tell you want to, you know, be involved in the academy, and I'm sure they'll want to have you. They're always looking for young guys that are always trying to prove themselves. So that would be my advice.
Just keep bugging them until you get your shot.
Someone will reply.
I mean, it's been a wonderful opportunity, not only to be able to learn about HPM, what they're able to provide for young players now through the Rugby Showcase, but also to learn a little bit about your background and how it translates into this new realm for rugby as you step into that mentorship role. But we wanted to give you an opportunity to send a message out to anybody important. So, Mikey, the floor is yours.
Just my wife, Ariel. Hello. And she's across the room. But then, also, I just want to say that I just got a text right now from a player, a big player that Rob might know, Tinashe. He is going to be attending the Rugby Showcase. So he is a big name, and we've been working with him, and he's one of our top guys that we want to, you know, showcase and highlight into the event. So, yeah, just got that news right there. So, you know, he's a guy of influence within college rugby and has a lot of connections, and I just got the text saying he's gonna, you know, make it. So that's really good news. But shout out to you know, HPM, like I said, they've been helping me, Ryan Murphy, Matt Houston, Anthony Perry, a lot of work behind the scenes that's going through. Ben Foden has been a huge help and support going through this as well. He's really all on board about growing American rugby in the long term. He's just not trying to play and be done. He really is trying to grow this game and really sees the big picture with us. So he's a huge partner in building connections throughout the rugby.
And we're trying to get him to race the big guy.
Let's do it. Let's
do it. Hey,
I tell you what, that will go viral. That's the winner, man. Signing talent there. But, you know, we joke, but all of it is in good spirit. You know, you've taken the time to be able to give us a much deeper insight into this. I think it's exciting. I love the fact that it's going to get the support from the Rugby Network, of course, powered by Rugby Pass, which is a very credible source in rugby. And you can, of course, catch our show on the Rugby Network as well each and every Friday. I don't miss a beat. I got to take each one of those opportunities. But from myself and the team, let me say again, Mike, you know, joining us here one more time, it's always a pleasure, no matter when you may join us. You truly are one of the great ambassadors for the sport. What you and others are doing at HPM is a great service to the rugby community, and I'm sure in time it will grow to be a staple of what helps players get that exposure.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you very much. And it's always about, you know, the next generation. So, I mean, U.S. rugby, a lot to grow. So I just hope it keeps on, you know, getting higher level, higher level, higher level.
Excellent. I love it. Rob, any final thoughts?
No, we certainly appreciate you coming on. And you know, if there are any players that are watching out there that have an interest in joining us somehow on draft day, we did reach out to players last year. We were able to get a couple guys on, and it was a pleasure to speak with guys on draft day,
Steve in real time too, like immediately after they were announced.
Yep. Nick Taylor, Steve McLeish, I think Patrick Tellis. Madden. So Bronson Tellis. So it was a lot of fun, and certainly anything that like Mikey's doing, anything that can be done to promote the next generation is a good thing in my mind.
Right. Absolutely. 100% agree. While you are growing rugby with new players, getting that opportunity, we continue to be able to grow rugby one fan at a time. Mm-hmm. Both the missions are on the same path. And that's why you have been an excellent guest once again, Mike. But I want to take the opportunity to be able to remind everybody, if you like what we do here on the Rugby Rant, you can continue to be able to like, follow, and share our content under the handle at Rugby Rant Pod, where you can find us through all the social media platforms that you may enjoy, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Alternatively, make sure that you get that new content with a new rugby debate episode each and every week delivered through the Rugby Network each and every Friday. And the next one, you may find it interesting, is where we talk about the MLR playoff scenarios leading up to that championship final on August 1st. Myself, Rob Hammerschmidt, Scott Ferrara will be sharing our thoughts in that regard alongside a guest ranter, which you will see when you tune in this Friday on the Rugby Network. From myself and the team, again, my name is Ty Braga, your host for today's activities, alongside Rob the Hammer Hammerschmidt, and on behalf of Scott Ferrara, who produces our show here today, and more importantly, the man of the hour, Mikey Brown, we thank you for watching this episode of the Rugby Rant, and we will see you at the next.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.